This is Dr. Singham dictating from the Villard Great Lakes Crossing patient. First name is Boise, B-O-I-S-S-I-E, last name is Cade, C-A-D-E. Date of birth is 2/17/1934, date of evaluation 6/23/2023, HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation for cognitive assessment and to efficacy of current psychotropic medications. History of present illness, this is 89 years old male who was admitted here on 6/21/2023 from Sinai Grace Hospital. Patient chart indicates hemiplegia and hemiparesis following cerebral infarction affecting left dominant side, history of congestive heart failure, muscle weakness, difficulty walking, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, BPH, type 2 diabetes, chronic kidney disease, cannabis use, patient was admitted here on Seroquel 25 milligram twice a day. And apparently he was reported to be restless, anxious, and agitated in the hospital period. Patient was fairly calm during my evaluation. He denied any auditory visual hallucinations. He denied any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. He knew that he had a stroke. Period patient reports that he has a caregiver and plans to go back to his own place. He reports that prior to stroke, he was fairly independent, doing chores around the house. Period. He reports that he's a roofer by profession. He denied any alcohol or substance abuse. Period. He talked about interest in landscaping and reports that he likes animals. Period. He stated that he lives in an apartment owned by Presbyterian Church. Period. He reports that he was married times three and he has a daughter who is in Detroit. Period. He talked about his sister. A niece and nephew lives in New York. He reports that most of his family has deceased. Patient was born in Alabama. Next paragraph. He did not know the name of this facility, but knew it's on 7 Mile. He thought it's July 2023. He knew Biden is a president and Kamala Harris is vice president. He could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph. Review of systems. General weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph under histories and habits, under review of histories and habits, comments, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination, vital signs, blood pressure 109/73, pulse 85, respiration 18. General appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech, clear mood, euthymic, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations, normal, perceptual disturbances, denied, level of consciousness, alert, oriented, orientation to self with a normal place, impaired, time impaired, memory, recent impaired, he could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes attention. And concentration with a normal fund of knowledge, fair, judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, medications, current medications, Seroquel, 25 milligram Q, 12 hours. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, mood disorder, due to known physiological condition. Mood disorder, known physiological condition with mixed features, F06.34. Plans. Decrease Seroquel to 25 milligram HS in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medication. If his condition remains stable, consider further decrease and discontinuation of Seroquel. This was number two, mild cognitive impairment due to uncertain or unspecified etiology, G31.84. Next paragraph. Disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior in your concern. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Check that box. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 99305 under supplemental administrative. Check common risk-benefit analysis, check common side effects of antipsychotic risk-benefit statements. This is the end of dictation.